Hey, this is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, and this is the Learning to Fail podcast, a show where I'm going to share my ideas, my goals, my expectations, so that I can hold myself accountable. Hopefully, I'll inspire others to do the same, and you guys can learn from my mistakes. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on, guys? So, welcome to episode 8 of the Learning to Fail podcast. Let's talk about today. So, it's crazy. I don't know what to say at this point. I'm trying to figure out what the best thing to do is, because obviously I wanted to shoot this show, I record this podcast every day to just keep myself accountable, do the whole thing, obviously. So and ultimately set goals and hit them and like reach them and make that happen. For this show, I wanted to do it every single day, and I've talked about it a couple times now where I'm like, I need to do this, and I'm going to, and I don't know, like, I don't want to make excuses for myself, because that's not what it is, right? Like, I don't want to say, all right, well, I clearly can't do this show every single day, because if I do, if I say I can't do it every single day, then what happens is that I'm basically just allowing myself to change my goals to make myself feel better in the now. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think logically, like, well, it is kind of hard. Like, I got a lot of things going on, and like, you know, things happen, and with like work and life and family and kids and just other stuff, like, I just can't put out an episode every day, but I told myself that I could and I should, and I know 100%, like, I could have, and I don't know what it is, so I'm like, I'm really trying to find this way to continue to just be accountable, because I'll tell you what, like, so far I failed. I mean, I don't know, today's the 14th, 15th, something like that, and I'm only on episode 8 of this year, so I've already failed half of the time that I said I was supposed to be doing this. So I'm just trying to like figure out the way. So actually, no, I'm not figuring out. I'm telling you right now that I will podcast every day. And what's happening is that I'm learning how to be accountable every single day to do this, you know? So I feel like if I tell myself that I don't have to do it every day, then I'll be like, all right, as long as I do it once or twice, you know, like 4 times, 5 times a week, then what's going to happen is that I'll start to do it 4 times, and then I'll miss a day, and then I'll say, you know, then it's 3 times, and then I'll do that again, and now it's been 3 times a week, and I'm like, all right, guys, well, clearly I can't do it 4 times, so then again, I'm going to change my goals and targets to just make it more comfortable for myself to say, okay, I'll just do it once a week. And then what's going to happen? I won't do it enough, so then I'm going to forget about what it is I'm trying to do. And then at that point, I'll be like, all right, guys, like, well, clearly this podcast isn't going to work. And then I'll just quit altogether. And I feel like a lot of the times that happens to almost everybody, right? We have to become more aware of what's uncomfortable and what's difficult and how hard something is and how long it takes to make a habit of something. So for me, I'm actually really glad that I'm doing this like right this moment, because I feel like I just had an epiphany that I'm not going to give up, and I may, cool, like, maybe I do this for January, maybe it takes me a while, like, whatever, but I don't want to give up, and I don't want to sacrifice or change my goals, what it is that I'm trying to do, so that I can accomplish my original goal in the beginning. Because ultimately, the whole reason why I wanted to start this podcast is so that I can share my goals and all those things. I can try and be more accountable, and I can reflect on those in the past. And again, inspire those that listen, or even, you know, chime in from time to time to do the same. Because I feel too often we're afraid to fail. And that's why we don't go anywhere. That's why we don't grow. And it's just it's one of those things where it's kind of bullshit, and I just don't want to do that. So, guys, if you don't want to fail, you have to fail, if that makes sense, because we're going to fail. You know, like, we didn't know how to walk. What if we just gave up 6 months in and like, well, I don't think this walking thing's gonna happen, and you just crawled the rest of your life, or you couldn't talk, you couldn't learn, like, those kinds of things is that we've been failing our entire lives. Most of the time, the things that you're good at, if you really look at it, like, you're good at it because you failed before. You just had the knowledge or the love or the passion or whatever the case is, the interest to move past those failures to become so normal that when you didn't fail, you knew that you were going to get better. You got better. And then at that point, you got to a point of where you could do what it is that you set out to do in the first place. Like, I know I'm rambling and I'm trying to make this like seem right, but I just don't want to be afraid of failing anymore. And I see it too often. And I know that if I do this now, it's going to be great for my kids to learn from this, because everyone right now, especially on Instagram and Facebook and all social media, everybody's just showing off their wins and their successes, but nobody's, you know, everyone's so afraid to be vulnerable because it's weakness, but it's not. There's so much strength in this. So I don't know. I just feel good and I can't wait. So let's jump ships, because I don't want to just be like, ooh, rah, rah, like, don't, let's, you know, look at me kind of thing go. But I do have some other things. So, So I did say that I wanted to produce more content. Haven't done that yet, man. Like, I tell you, like, it's becoming such a, like, a thing. Like, I need to start retraining my brain, my thoughts to get there. So I'm starting, I'm doing better. I read last night. My wife and I, we set some fitness goals. So we're going to be healthy. We're going to do that. That's going to be great. I went to the gym this morning. I was going for a long time and I was doing really, really well. I was waking up early. I was going to work. I was doing this. And then I kind of stopped through the holidays, which is not fair. And it's really not a real legitimate reason why not to stop my whole situation. But I'm happy and I'm not worried about that, because I'm going to continue to do better. So that's going to be fine. But yeah, so, let's see. So what other things do I have? Oh, so, I will say this. I have an idea that I want to do for some videos for YouTube, right? I'm not on YouTube at the moment. I don't make a lot of YouTube videos and things like that. I want to, and I know that I will in the future. But I just, this one in particular, I want to do because I follow a program where I work out and I do these things, and it's good for me because it's very minimalist. And realistically, like, I've gotten stronger. It definitely works. I haven't implemented like the entire system because I'm lazy and I, you know, my mind is just telling me that I don't need to and blah, blah. But like, sometimes like what you know is what you think you know is stopping you from knowing more. And I do that a lot. Not that I think I know everything. But I feel like things come easy to me, and I feel like I grasp it enough to where I can make changes without. But it's such a pointless thing to do, guys. If somebody can skateboard and you want to learn how to skate, and they tell you this is how I do it, then just do what they do. It's not that hard, you know. But we're so quick to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I get that. But like, I like to do it like this, or I can do it this way. Like, why? Like, why do we do that? You know, and I get it. Like, some people learn different. Some, you know, not everything is the way for somebody. But most of the time, what I do myself, and I know I've seen other people do it, is they don't even try it first, see if it works, and if it doesn't, then they can make changes to it or seek other help or other systems or lessons or whatever the case is. And I do that. I know that 100%. And it's not out of like I'm smarter or better. Maybe I'm just too stupid for my own good. Not that I'm dumb, but you know, I'm smart. Like, I feel like I pick things up really quickly. Like, I see it, I learn it, I can figure it out. Like, I'm visual, I'm audible, I'm like, I learn from a lot. Like, I feel like I learn very quickly and well. But I feel like what happens is that once I learn something well enough, or at least in my mind, then I begin to dissect it and try to make it my own, which is pointless. Like, don't, guys, just do what you do, you know? So I'm gonna try my very best to continue to do something. Anyway, but to finish the point, because I don't want to keep this show longer than 10 minutes. Guys, what I want to do, and I am going to do this, and I'm going to tell my wife when I get home, now that we're doing this system, I'm going to start recording videos of how to make meals, how I make the meals that I cook for fitness, but it's not, they're not my own recipes. They're actually recipes written by the person who wrote the workout plan. And I feel like in the focus group, the Facebook group that we post in, a lot of people are always like, oh, how do I make this? And it just turns out terrible looking. And I feel like I do a really good job. And I'm not saying that just because, but I really do. Like, mine looks like the pictures. Like, and I know how to cut the vegetables correctly and like cook it correctly and like sauce it and toss it and do whatever the case is. I just know that mine looks good. And I know that I can help others do better by cooking it the right way if they watch my videos. And it, I don't know. So I'm going to do that. If you guys listen to me and, you know, if you guys are paying attention, watch out for the next couple episodes, because I'm going to try my first video. So anyway, you guys are fantastic. It's been 10 minutes. Thank you so much for listening to the Learn to Fail podcast. I'm learning every single day and I can't wait to fail more and more. So you guys are fantastic. I will see you guys on the next episode. Thanks so much. Talk to you guys soon. Hey, so this is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com. Thanks so much for listening, guys. This, again, is the Learning to Fail podcast, the show where I just share all my goals, expectations, and ideas to keep myself accountable, of course, and to hopefully inspire and help others learn from my mistakes. If you guys want to stay tuned with everything that I'm doing, you guys go to LawrenceDoes.com. I'm going to be changing that over to a personal brand. You can go to thepeoplesagents.com for all my real estate things that I'm going to be doing. I feel like I'm going to have a really big year this in 2020. I got some things in the works right now and more clients that we're going to be helping, and hopefully I can grow the team. So that's going to be awesome. And what else? Lots of other stuff. So find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all those things. And I'll talk to you guys soon. See you tomorrow.